All these are hey, what in trouble?
但是若我们与神同工的话，神有一个工作。
Like to work?
我们去发现他的工作。
To stop his work?
我们来参与神的工作。
We enter into his work.
这样的工作,
this kind of work,
叫金银宝石的工作。
It's full of silver, gold, and precious stones.
所以我们需要在这里看见。
We must see.
我们要把身体献上当作活祭。
We must offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
为什么要把身体献上当作活祭呢？
Why we have to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice?
因为我们把身体献上的目的就是来遵行神的旨意。
Because when we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, it's for the purpose of doing His will.
我们记得我们的主在地上的时候。
When the Lord was on this earth,
圣经里头有预言。
Bible has prophecy.
在诗篇第40篇里面。
In Psalm 40.
那是预言主耶稣在地上生活。
It is a prophecy of how of our Lord's life on this earth.
家里告诉我们说，
It is there.
燔祭和罪祭是你所不喜悦的。
Sacrifice and offerings you do not desire.
你为我预备了一个身体。
You prepare me body.
在诗篇你说你开通的耳朵。
Psalm 40 says my ears you have opened.
但是到希伯来书里面，
But in Hebrew,
就说你为我预备了一个身体。
You prepare a body for me.
我来了，
I come.
乃是要遵行你的旨意。
I come to do your will, O God.
你的律法刻在我的心上。
Your law is within my heart.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
燔祭和赎罪祭，
offerings and sacrifices,
这都是献给神的。
All those things are to be offered to God.
我们以为燔祭和赎罪祭 乃是神所学。
We assume offerings and sacrifices are put in God's sight.
而我们在这里献祭， 神还不喜悦。
We offer and he should appreciate.
我们在那里替神做事吗？
We doing for him.
但是圣经告诉我们说，
But Bible tells us,
燔祭和罪祭神不悦。
When offerings and sacrifices he had no desire.
神所要的是什么呢？
What does he desire?
神所要的是一个身体。
All he desire is a body.
这个身体做什么呢？
What is this body for?
这身体就是来遵行神的旨意。
This body is the purpose of doing God's will.
因为神的律法在我的心里头。
Because his law dwells within me.
所以我知道神所喜悦是什么。
So I know what God is pleased.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
让我们记得，
Let's remember,
是不是神不是献祭而已。
Serving God is not a matter of simply offer sacrifices.
有的时候我们也要献祭。
But yes, we do need to offer sacrifices.
但是是不是人不光是献祭的问题。
But serving God is more than offering sacrifices.
是不是神乃是把身体献上当作活祭。
Serving God is to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这样我们用我们的身体来遵行神的旨意。
Therefore, we use the bodies to do God's will.
一个没有把自己献上的人根本不能。
An unconsecrated person cannot serve God.
因为他的心意还没有更新而变化。
Because his mind has not been renewed.
一个没有把自己献给神的人，
If you have not offered yourself to the Lord,
他的心思还是老旧的心思。
If you have your old mind,
虽然我们是得救了，
Even though you're saved,
我的灵是一个新的灵，
Even though your spirit is alive,
但是我们这个心思啊， 头脑， 它是那个老旧的头脑。
And because you still have an old mind,
所以如果我们要起来侍奉神的话，
If you to rise up and serve God,
我们照着我们老旧的思想侍奉神。
And we serve him with our own mentality.
我们就随着这个世界上的那一种的方法来侍奉神。
And we serve him according to the ways of the world.
我们在那里采取这个人的方法来侍奉神。
And we try to adopt human.
我们用我们自己所认为好的来侍奉神。
What we think is right and we use that to serve him.
我们用我们天然的能力来侍奉神。
We serve God with our natural strength.
因为我们的心思还没有更新而变化。
Because our mind has not been renewed.
我们对于新的看法，
We look at things,
它是老旧的看法。
We look at things in the old way.
就是说与世界上人的看法没有同。
In other words, the way we look at things is no different from the people of the world.
我们知道今天在基督徒的中间，
Among God's people today,
有许多 实在是救的人。
There are many that are saved.
但是而且他们也是热心的仆人。
And they are there zealously serving the Lord.
但是他们的心思啊， 没有更新而变化。
But their minds have not been renewed.
所以你看他们的身份，
You look at their service.
都是照着自己的意思,
they serve according to their own will.
用自己天然能力,
they use their natural strength.
采取世界的方法,
they adopt the methods of the world.
他们这样来侍奉神,
this is how they serve God.
这样的侍奉结果是什么?
What is the consequence of this service?
结果是侍奉他们自己。
In the end, they were serving themselves.
他们在侍奉自己的时候,
when they were serving themselves,
不知不觉就是侍奉了那撒旦。
Unconsciously, they were serving Satan.
所以这是一个很严重的一件事情。
This is a very, very important matter.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 如果我们有心要侍奉的话,
if we have a heart to serve God,
第一件事,
first,
你必须要你的身体献上当作活祭。
You must offer your body as a living sacrifice.
你这样的献上就产生一个结果。
When you offer your body, there is a result.
所以罗马12章第2节这么说。
And Romans 2 tells us,
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform to this world.
只要是以更新而变化。
And by be transformed with by the renewing of your mind.
叫你们查验何为神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
弟兄姊妹，你在这一句话就看见了。
In this verse we see,
一心思没有更新而变化的人，
the one whose mind have not been renewed,
他必定是效法这个世界。
It is natural for him to conform to the world.
你是效法世界在原理头的意思。
This word conform to the world,
你是世界像个模型一样。
World is a model.
世界像一个模型一样。
The world is like mold.
那么把你自己挤在这个模型的里面。
It squeezes you into that mold.
这一个叫做效法世界。
That means conforming the world.
比方说世界上忽然发现有一个新的服装出来了。
Assuming there's new fashion we discovered Paris.
那么马上你看人都挤在那一个模型里头去了。
Everybody is following that fashion.
就是要出时髦了。
They will be modern, fashionable.
你怎么样都要把你自己挤进去。
Squeeze yourself into that mold.
这个就圣经所说的效法世界。
This little bubble means conforming to the world.
因为这样我们就和潮流了。
And this way we are very current.
我们就得着人的称赞了。
We have the approval of man.
我们也讨人的喜悦了。
We are accepted by them.
所以没有奉献的。
So the person who is not consecrated,
他必定是效法这个世界。
He cannot help. But he's conformed to the world.
他不会查验神的旨意。
He cannot prove God's will.
他对神的旨意是很反感的。
He's afraid of God's will.
我记得有的青年人这样的说。
I know some young people, they put it this way.
他说凡是与我相反的就神的旨意。
He said everything that's contrary to me is God's will.
所以他也不敢寻求神的旨意。
And so afraid to seek God's will.
神的旨意对于一个没奉献的人是可怕的一件事情。
God's will is something to an unconsecrated life is something to be feared.
你不愿意去查验。
You don't want to prove his will.
你也不愿意去懂他。
You want to understand his will.
更不愿意去经历他。
And above all, you do not want to experience
没有奉献的人就是这样的一个人。
That is a picture of a person who is not consecrated.
作为一个没有把身体献上的人，
so a person who is not consecrated,
他是绝对不能侍奉神。
He absolutely cannot serve God.
就他在哪里侍奉了，
although he tried to serve,
那是照着这个世界的模型来侍奉神。
He served in the fashion of the world.
这样的侍奉 是神所不能接受的。
This kind of service God cannot accept.
我们的心意要更新而不化。
Our minds must be renewed.
我们的心意怎么能更新呢？
How can our mind renew?
那就是说，
is to say,
你对事物的看法，
is how you view things.
你对事情的估计，
how you evaluate things.
你觉得这是宝贝的， 那是粪土。
And you, whether it's some valuable or something that is real.
你这个心思里面你的想法，
it's how you think.
你的看法，
how you look at things.
这一定要变化。
That has to be changed.
那这个变化从何而来呢？
How can we change this way of thinking?
乃是从将身体献上当作活祭来的。
It's to change because you offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
对，你把你的身体献上之后，
after you offer your body as a living sacrifice,
灵他就 变化你的心思。
The Holy Spirit began to do work of transformation.
你知道我们不能变化我们自己。
You know we cannot change ourselves.
我们换汤不要。
We can change the culture, but we cannot change the ingredients.
没有办法换的。
We can change.
这个变化是圣灵的工作。
The changing is the work of the Spirit.
但是圣灵我们身上不能工作。
But the Holy Spirit can work.
除非我们把身体献上当作活祭。
Unless offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
因为我们的神是尊重我们人格的。
Because God respects our personality.
他绝对不能抹杀我们的人格。
He will not kill or destroy our individuality.
从来不勉强我们。
Will not force us.
如果你不把自己献上，
But if you will not offer yourself,
你说神啊，
you say God,
我这个人是属于你的。
You say, I belong to you.
愿你的旨意成功。
May your will be done.
我不要自己的意思。
I not want my own will.
我要你的心。
I want your will.
圣灵就中了。
God, Holy Spirit,
他就把你的心思就更新而变化。
And began to do work of transformation.
奇妙的。
Wonderful.
你一把自己献上，
Before you give yourself to him,
你的看法完全改变。
Your views about things you
think. 从前你认为最不配的，
Those you think, things you thought they were very precious to you.
现在你看作粪土呀。
Now you look, they were nothing to you.
兄弟们，有什么人喜欢粪土呢？
Anybody want any garbage?
我们都要丢弃粪土。
You throw all the garbage.
那么你看它像粪土一样，你当不要它了。
When you look at things as they were garbage, of course you don't want them.
对于今天你看见这个不勉强的事情。
This is not something that God wants to force on us.
保罗在腓立比三章里面，
Paul in Philippians 3 he told us,
他告诉我们他从前是怎样的人。
He told us what kind of person he was.
这些都是他可以夸耀的事情。
Those things he could boast.
他是一个道地犹太人。
He was a Pharisee.
道地犹太人。
He was a moral Jew. A pure Jew.
今天，他是一个法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他是热心的一个人。
He was very zealous.
这些都是从前认为宝贵的。
And those things he deemed them as very precious.
但是，当他在大马受伤被主遇见时候
，But when he met the Lord on the way to Damascus,
当他把自己完全降服于主的时候
，And when he surrendered himself fully to the Lord,
他说主啊
，He said, Lord.
你要我做什么
？What want me to do？
我这个人是属于你的了。
Now I belong to you。
现在是你的意思。
Now it's your will。
他心思就更新而变化。
Then his mind was changed。
他说：“我从前认为这些宝贝的东西
，Is it those things I deemed good and precious？
我现在把它当粪土一样。
I look at them as though they were refuse。
保罗丢弃这些事情并不为难。
He threw all those things was not easy for Paul。
因为这是粪土嘛。
Because those were refuse。
如果你还当他宝贝的话
，If you look at them as though something precious，
那要你丢弃这些事就要你的命了。
If you throw those away, you have to throw your life。
但是今天神要你丢弃的是粪土，你愿意不愿意丢弃呢
？Today God wants to throw away the refuse. Are you willing to do it？
但是你是不是看他是粪土呢
？Do you look at them as though they're refuse？
我就看他过去的这些都是粪土。
Paul looked at his past as though they were piled of garbage。
说我把一切都看作粪土一样。
If you look at anything as garbage。
现在我的心是更新而化。
Because now my thought, my mind is renewed。
我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
He said, "My Jesus is the most important person in my life."
主是我的宝贝。
He is my precious, most precious thing.
所以你看吧，我就竭力的追求。
And therefore, Paul was pressed on toward Christ.
他为主我不顾一切。
Because of Christ, he do not care about anything.
除了职务之外，没有其他的东西。
Apart from Christ, he had nothing else.
他在查验神善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
He was there proving what good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
在保罗来说
，In Paul's life,
神旨意是善良的。
God's will is the best.
因为神是善良的。
Because God is good.
神的旨意是成全的。
God's will is perfect.
因为神是完全的。
Because God is perfect.
神的旨意是可喜悦的。
God is, will is, acceptable.
不是可怕的。
It's not something to be feared.
那是你可以喜欢的。
And it's something that you love to.
因为他爱神的缘故。
Because he's love God.
所以神的旨意就变可爱的。
Therefore, God will become something very lovely.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
什么叫做查验？
What does it mean by proving?
查验的意思就是说。
Proving means.
你一面能明白。
On one side, you understand.
你另一面去经历它。
On the other hand, you experience it.
啊，神的旨意可以明白的。
God will be known by us.
不但要明白，还要去经历神的旨意。
Not only it can be known, but can also be experienced.
当你明白而经历出来的时候
，After we know God's will and experience God's will,
你就发现神的旨意是善良、成全、可喜悦。
And we'll discover God's will is good, perfect and acceptable.
我不知道弟兄们。
今天的 brothers and sisters,
你有没有看见这些的事情？
Do you see this thing?
让我们记得。
Remember.
侍奉神乃是侍奉神的旨意。
Serving God is serving God's will.
如果你在神旨意里做事，这是侍奉神。
If you do things in God's will, that is service.
如果你不在神的旨意里侍奉，这个算不得侍奉。
If you're not doing God, if you're not serving God's will, there's no work to be considered.
当然我昨天已经提过了。
Yesterday I mentioned,
我们这个奉献不是一劳永逸的事情。
We mentioned that this, consecration is not once for all.
我们需要天天在主面前献上。
Every day we must renew our consecration.
因为奉献像燔祭一样。
Because consecration is like burnt offering.
你早晨献一个牛羊。
In the morning you offer a lamb.
到了晚上你又再献一个。
In the evening you offer another lamb.
这个燔祭的火是昼夜不息的。
The fire of burnt offering continues burn.
弟兄姊妹，你三年前奉献过了。
Three years ago, you consecrated yourself.
你今天是不是还活在奉献的里面？
Are you living in that consecrated life?
如果你不活在奉献的里面，
If you're not living consecrated life,
你看你的心思啊，还会回头到老旧的身体头去。
You discover your new mind will turn back in the old mind.
你记得大卫的故事。
You know the story of David.
大卫是一个认识神的人。
David was the person who knows God.
他是合乎心意的人。
He's one who after God's own heart.
但大卫有的时候也做糊涂的事情。
Sometimes David did commit a sin.
他怎么会做这样糊涂的事情呢？
How can he do a thing, foolish things?
他有心要把这油柜啊运到这个大卫的城来。
He had desire to bring the ark of God come into Jerusalem.
这是一件好的事情。
That is a good thing.
但你看他没有寻求神的心。
He was not seeking God's will.
他与他的将军商量。
He consulted with his commanders.
这将军啊是会打仗，他不懂得树林的事情。
And all his commanders and soldiers, all they know is fighting war.
他们就定位了。
And they decided.
我们要把这个油柜啊用来。
We bring the Ark of the Covenant.
那怎么运法呢？
How can we bring back?
哎呀，非利士人把油柜送回来的时候，
When the Philistines when they brought back the Ark,
他们把油柜放一个新的牛车在上面。
Brought back the Ark on a new car.
用牛来拉着。
Was pulled by ox.
这样很方便。
It's very convenient.
也很轻松。
It's easy for us.
这个很好的办法。
It's a new good method.
所以大卫就采取这个世界的办法。
And so therefore they adopted the world to the method of the world.
结果呢？
In the end,
我们看见。
We discovered,
这是神说不许可的事情。
That was not what God was pleased.
所以就创了大祸了。
And there was something that happened.
这个就是表明说，又是一个奉献的人。
Even though a person who was consecrated,
如果不是天天活在神的面前，
you're not living a consecrated life.
我们很有可能想回到老旧的里面去。
You often drift back to the old ways.
所以我们的奉献乃是天天的事情。
Our offering is a daily offering.
侍奉神是侍奉神的旨意。
Serving God is serving God's will.
所以我们要知道什么是神的旨意。
So we must discover what is God's will.
你不要还没有知道神旨意，你就东奔西跑了。
Before you discover, do not be around serving him.
你试看看，如果你家里有一个工人，
assume you have a servant in your house.
他还没有听完你吩咐他要做的事。
Before you give that person instruction,
还没有听完。
Before he completely heard your instruction,
他人已经跑掉了。
He's already disappeared.
他在哪里做他认为应当做的事情。
And he began to do things, assuming that's what you want to do.
这样的工人恐怕今天晚上你就要跟他。回家了。
If this is the kind of servant, probably you will fire him this evening.
我们今天要侍奉神，要明白神旨意。
If we are to serve God first, we must to know God's will.
但是很奇妙的是
，But wonderful.
在罗马十二章的二节里面
，In Romans 12:2,
他说你们要查验。
You must prove.
何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦旨意
？What is good?Perfect, acceptable will of God.
但是这个旨意
But this will,
在原文的里面是单数
The original is singular.
很可惜在我们中文里面
It's unfortunate in our Chinese translation.
在我们中文的文法里面
In our Chinese grammar.
我们这个字句这本身啊没有多数单数的
Because in our Chinese words we have no singular and plural.
我们要加上一点来形容它的
We have to add characters to
the 但是这一个旨意啊在原文里头是单数的
But in the original this will is singular.
神之一只有一个。
God has but one wish.
哎呀，在我们的思想里面，
in our thinking,
神的旨意真是千千万万。
We think God has hundreds and hundreds of wills.
我们有的说，我们说寻求神的旨意。
Some people say we want to seek God's will.
寻求呢?
How do we seek God's will?
我们说我不知道该到哪一个学校里去念书。
I don't know which school I should go.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I will seek God's will.
我不知道我该到哪里去做事。
I didn't know why I should seek employment.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I seek God's will.
我不知道我应当娶哪一位我的太太。
I didn't know which sister I should take as my wife.
我要寻求神的旨意。
I will seek God's will.
这是好的基督徒了。
He's a very good Christian.
不好的基督徒根本也不寻求神的旨意。
If he likes, he will not seek God's will.
他喜欢谁就
If you like the person, he will marry that person.
喜欢做什么就做什么。
Whatever he wants to do, he will do.
哎呀，感谢主。
But praise God.
今天我们是属于神的人。
Because we belong to him.
我们要寻求神的旨意。
We will seek his will.
所以我们祷告。
Therefore pray.
要寻求神的旨意。
We pray to seek God's will.
但是有一个难处。
But there's one problem.
我常常碰到青年的弟兄姊妹。
I often meet young brothers and sisters.
来问我说。
They come and ask.
我们怎样能明白神的旨意。
How do we know God's will?
好像是世界上最难的一件事。
It is one of the most difficult things they
好像神要把他的旨意隐藏起来。
As though God is hiding himself.
那我一直在那寻找。
I keep seeking and seeking.
我把这个门推开了。
And then I push the door.
那我找神的旨意。
And I don't find no.
好像你自己非常的难。
As it's very difficult.
千千万万。
There are thousands of them.
我们一切的事情上寻求神的旨意。
We have to seek God for everything.
我想没有人到一个这样的地步啊。
I think anybody has arrived.
你在吃饭的时候。
When you eat,
你吃了一碗饭,
you
你要寻求神的旨意,
you seek God's will.
要不要吃第二碗饭?
Eat the second bowl, right?
寻求神的旨意就非常难了。
And that would be more difficult.
那么怎么能寻求神旨意呢?
Well, how should we seek God's will?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 有一个秘诀。
There is one secret.
如果你能知道神那一个旨意的话,
if you know that one will of God,
那一个超暴露一切的神的旨意的话,
that will includes all his other wills.
这样, 以后要明白这旨意很容易。
And from that moment on, it will be easy for you to discover God's will.
今天在神的儿女中的困难,
the problem we face of God's will,
我们比神的旨意都是零零碎碎的。
We as God's will as fragments.
老实说,
honestly,
你在那里寻求神的旨意, 实在都是为着你自己。
When you seek God's will, actually you are seeking your own will. Actually, you are it for yourself.
今天我们需要看见神那一个善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Today we must discover that which is good, perfect, acceptable will of God.
这一个旨意究竟是什么呢?
What is this will of God?
在罗马12章就告诉我们了。
In Romans 12 we are told.
到了第五节的里面,
when it comes to verse 5,
他这里怎么说呢?
How does it put there?
罗马12章第5节,
Romans 12, verse 5.
正我们许多人在基督里成为一生互相联络肢体也是如此。
So we, the many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
罗马12章1节讲身体献上当作活祭。
First one, Romans 12, it says about offering our bodies as a living sacrifice.
这身体在原文里头是多数的。
This word body in the original is bodies, plural.
因为你有你的身体, 我有我的身体。
Because you have your body and I have my body.
我不能代替你身体献上。
I cannot offer your body as sacrifice for you.
你必须要自动地把你的身体献上。
You must be willing to offer your body as sacrifice.
我也要自动地把我的身体献上。
I must be willing to offer myself up as a living.
所以这个身体是多数的。
So here we have this poor body.
但是奇妙的事情就在这里。
But the most wonderful thing is right
here. 我们把我们许多人的身体都献上给主的时候,
so all offer all these bodies, our bodies to the Lord,
主就变化我们的 心思,
and God began to change and renew our mind.
就开我们的眼睛,
He opened our eyes.
我们看见一个单的身体,
He allowed us to see this one body.
因为罗马12章第5节的身体是一个身体, 单数的。
Because the body in verse 5 of Romans 12 is singular, is one body.
我这许多的人把我们的身体献上,
we so many, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
神给我们看见,
God permits us to put.
我们乃是一个身体。
We are body.
我们是互相联络或肢体。
We are individual members one another.
你知道什么是谁那一个善良、成全和喜悦的旨意呢？
Now, do you know what is that? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
我们知道神那个旨意都为着他的儿子。
We know His will is for His son.
他要为他的儿子预备一个身体。
He is preparing for His son a body.
他要他的儿子做手。
He is His son to be the head.
他要他的儿子得做他的教会，做他的身体。
He wants His son to have the church as his body.
叫他所充满的可以充满在这个身体里面。
That is all his fullness to soul can fill the body Christ.
他要把他儿子的丰富都充满在这个身体里面。
He wants to fill the church the body with all his fullness.
叫这一个身体能成为他的配偶。
So that this body can be his helpmeet.
不但是配，并且能帮助。
And not only companion but to help him.
我们知道 要做主的这个心腹啊，
to be the Lord's bride.
一面你要配的。
We have to be a match.
这个配就是性格的建造。
This matching, this is out of character.
我们主头怎样？
Whatever the head is like.
这个身体也怎样？
And so should the body.
头里面的性格。
All the characters in the head.
变成身体的性格。
It becomes the characters of the body.
头的丰富。
All the fullness in
the head. 就充满在身体里面。
And becomes the fullness.
这样我们就与他配了。
Therefore we can be one.
这是圣灵。
That is spirit.
这样配了之后。
After we can be one.
就可以做他的帮手了。